Hi, I'm Barbara Dooley, and I'm excited to share with you the exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage from my friends at Bulldog Kia. Announcer, tell them all about it.
The exclusive Bulldog Kia Advantage includes a 110% price assurance guarantee, an environmental protection and appearance package for all new Kias, complimentary first-year maintenance on all new Kias, a 3-month, 3,000-mile limited warranty on all used vehicles, and much more. Back to you, Barbara.
Thank you, announcer. If you're buying a new vehicle, the Bulldog Kia Advantage just makes sense. So do what all other smart car shoppers do and get your new Kia from Bulldog Kia on the Atlanta Highway in Athens or at bulldogkia.com.
110% price assurance guarantee, only valid for same make, model, trim, equipment, miles, and is only valid within 7 days of purchase date. Complimentary first-year maintenance limited to 2 oil changes and tire rotations.
We'll see ya at Bulldog Kia.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Stacey Cohen.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Friday, October 16th, 2020. I'm Stacey Cohen, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at the Cohen Ranch in Winkelman, Arizona. This report is brought to you by McClure Tables, using Michigan hardwoods in Michigan to make the best made-in-the-USA shuffleboards on the market. Shuffle on over to McClureTables.com. That's M-C-C-L-U-R-E, tables.com. Here's what to listen for this hour. President Trump and Joe Biden couldn't have had different town halls. One had a hard-hitting moderator and one threw softballs. Chris Christie said he was wrong for not wearing a mask, and free condoms for everybody in Vermont. President Trump again denounced white supremacy Thursday while assuring that he will accept a peaceful transfer of power should Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden win on November 3rd. During a town hall event that was hosted by NBC News' Savannah Guthrie Tuesday night, the president was asked to clarify his stance on white supremacy after the Today Show host said his response during the first presidential debate last month was unclear. Although it was a town hall, it appeared Guthrie was debating President Trump. While the ABC News town hall lobbed softballs to Joe Biden, Guthrie spent much of that time grilling Trump on masks and white supremacy. He did denounce white supremacy. Former Vice President Joe Biden defended his plan to repeal President Trump's tax cuts on the wealthy and said it's absolutely appropriate to raise taxes during a struggling economy. House Republicans are calling on the FBI to reveal whether it was in possession of a laptop that reportedly contained emails by Hunter Biden during the impeachment of President Trump, and claiming the agency committed a gross error in judgment if it did not inform the White House. If the FBI was, in fact, in possession of this evidence and failed to alert the White House to its existence, that would have given even more weight to the president's legal defense. This was a gross error in judgment and a severe violation of trust, the letter said. The Post reported that the FBI was in possession of the laptop on which the emails were found in December of 2019. Right in the middle of the impeachment of President Trump over remarks he made to the Ukrainian president about Biden's conduct in the country. Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation hearings are over. The proceedings in the Senate Judiciary Committee didn't appear to derail her nomination, keeping her on a fast track to be confirmed to the Supreme Court before Election Day. The Senate Judiciary Committee, the same 22-senator panel that spent the week questioning Barrett, will now vote on October 22nd on Barrett's nomination. The vote is scheduled to come after the committee holds Barrett's nomination for 1 week, a typical practice by the panel. Republicans hold advantages in the full Senate and the Senate Judiciary Committee, meaning Barrett's nomination is expected to pass the panel and move to the full Senate for approval. Coming up, our saint of the day. At the age of 12, she was married to Duke Henry of Silesia, the head of the Polish royal family. Quote of the day, if God causes you to suffer much, it's a sign that he has great designs for you and that he certainly intends to make you a saint. Saint Ignatius of Loyola. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
I'm starting this commercial with my Poulan Pro chainsaw running because I've personally tested my new Stinger Ballistic sunglasses by wearing them while cutting up down trees from Hurricane Laura.
And how did the Stinger sunglasses perform? like Paul Bunyan himself designed them. Each pair of Stinger ballistic sunglasses is available in four different lens colors and comes in a stylish carrying case with lots of free accessories. You can rely on Stinger's soon-to-be-legendary durability and their lifetime craftsmanship warranty. I give these glasses my complete endorsement. It's a quality product from a made-in-the-USA company, Stinger Edge. And the best part of my custom-styled Stinger Edge ballistic glasses? I wear them everywhere I would, regular sunglasses, and then some. Order your Stinger Edge ballistic glasses today at stngredge.com. That's stngredge.com.
Our saint of the day is Saint Hedwig, Duchess and Widow, the patroness of Silesia, a region of Eastern Europe. She died in a convent, having taken vows. Hedwig was born in Bavaria, Germany, the daughter of the Duke of Croatia. She was the aunt of Saint Elizabeth of Hungary. At the age of 12, Hedwig was married to Duke Henry of Silesia, the head of the Polish royal family. She bore him 7 children, and they had a happy marriage. Henry founded a convent at Trebnitz, and as well as hospitals and monasteries. Henry died in 1238. She had to leave her prayers to make peace among her offspring, and she buried a child who was killed fighting against the Mongols. She died in the convent on October 15th. Many miracles were reported after her death, and she was canonized in 1266. Former Governor Chris Christie said Thursday he was wrong not to wear a mask in the days before testing positive for COVID-19, but that he felt at the time that he was in a safe zone because of frequent testing. Having spent a week being treated for the disease caused by the coronavirus in an intensive care unit, Christie said he had a chance for greater reflection about his actions and the virus. It is something to take very seriously. The ramifications are wildly random and potentially deadly, Christie said in a statement. First, it was reported by the New York Times. No one should be happy to get the virus, and no one should be cavalier about being infected or infecting others. Looks like every high school and middle school in Vermont will now provide free condoms to students under a new bill that was just signed into law. In order to prevent or reduce unintended pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases, each school district shall make condoms available to all students in its secondary schools, free of charge, according to the bill. At a minimum, condoms shall be placed in locations that are safe and readily accessible to students, including the school nurse's office. The Vermont Agency of Education and Department of Health both expressed support for the legislation, which was signed by Republican Governor Phil Scott on October 5th. A 2019 survey by the state's health department found that nearly a third of high school students are sexually active, but of those students, only 32% report regularly using condoms. Send me your news tips to news@crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day, the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Stacey Cohen for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.